أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حكمة بالغة فما تغني النذر فتولى عنهم يوم يدعو الداعي إلى شيء نكر خش عن أبصارهم يخرجون من الأجداث كأنهم جراد منتشر مهطعين إلى الداع يقول الكافرون هذا يوم عسير صدق الله العظيم. From the beginning of the surah we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminded us about the closeness of Qiyamah and the great miracle that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam presented to the people of Makkah Mukarramah in the splitting of the moon. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them that when this miracle had taken place, they did not believe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They regarded it as a sihr, evidence on this earth from the outsiders of Makkah who had also seen the splitting of the moon was not sufficient to move their hearts towards Iman. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَنْبَاءِ مَا فِيهِ مُزْدَجَرٌ, that the information, the stories, the narratives of the people before had come to them, and such narratives in which they were deterrents, they were points which they could have taken heed, but they had not taken heed in what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed. حِكْمَةٌ بَالِغَةٌ فَمَا تُغْنِي النُّذُرُ. Allah says, hikmah means wisdom, baligah means perfect wisdom. In other words, these words of the Quran, these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect wisdom. You cannot get any wisdom that is more perfect than what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed. And on the other hand, if you look at it in the context of the ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have revealed here, that it is in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given every human being the ability and the capacity of accepting the tawheed and the oneness of Allah. Allah had given everyone the ability and the capacity to make the minimum ibadah that was required by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there were some that accepted, and there were some that rejected. That lies now in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَا تُغْنِي النُّذُرُ, and the warners or the warning did not avail them. Whoever came, whoever warned them in the people of Makkah, more especially our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come, the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had brought this Quran to them. He recited this Quran, he invited them, his fikr, his concern, and then the various miracles the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam presented to them. But فَمَا تُغْنِي النُّذُرُ, all this warning was of absolutely no avail to them. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ. Now, on the one hand, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not merely giving a da'wat that was filled with words. It was not a da'wat that was empty of any feeling. It was a da'wat with a heart that was concerned. It was a da'wat with a heart that was grieved. It was a da'wat that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given, supported by du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wanted the miracle. The miracle was shown to them. Who would have thought that this moon would have split? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it a reality as a miracle and a mu'jiza of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yet now they become more arrogant and they say that this is sihr. Allah says, فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you turn away from them. You have done whatever you had to do. So now leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then be final. يَوْمَ يَدْعُ الدَّاعِ إِلَى شَيْءٍ نُكُرْ. Upon the day when the da'i, the caller, will call upon them, إِلَى شَيْءٍ نُكُرْ, to something that is undesirable, something that is difficult upon people. So here, so to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the da'i, you call them in this world, they did not accept your message. Now on the day of Qiyamah, in the form of an angel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the announcement, and that angel will become the da'i, that angel will become the caller, and now he will call out to something that is most undesirable, something that is difficult to bear. You had called them to the deen, you had called them to something that was most beautiful, they did not accept it. So now let them wait for that caller to call them on the day of Qiyamah. خُشَّعَنْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ. When that caller calls out on the day of Qiyamah, and the qabrs will open, people will stand up. خُشَّعَنْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ. They will walk with their eyes cast down. يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ. And they will then emerge from the qabrs, from the graves. كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشِرٌ. As though they were scattered locusts. Now, this phrase that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses of scattered locust is something that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show us, and so aptly, that when we see locusts that are scattered around, we will see them milling around, flying around, restlessness, in abundance, not knowing which direction they are going to and fro. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes man, and more especially those who disbelieved on the day of Qiyamah. مُهْتِعِينَ إِلَى الدَّاعِ. Running towards the caller. The caller will call out, and now out of total restlessness, they will run towards the caller, not knowing obviously what lies ahead of them. يَقُولُ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَسِرٌ. And the disbelievers will say that this is a difficult day, because now they will realize the difficulty that lies ahead of them on the day of Qiyamah. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here just gives us a very brief, very absolutely brief overview of what will happen if we do not accept the da'wat of our Nabi Kareem Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.